Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofty.
There's an old saying that people will only take you as seriously as you take yourself. It's a lesson we teach our kids. Do you want to be taken seriously? Then take yourself seriously in how you dress, in how you speak, and in how you act. Showing up to a job interview with pink hair and so many piercings that it looks like you fell face first into a tackle box is a bad idea, and believing that employers just need to accept you for who you are is delusional. People judge us every day, and that holds true for the legislature as well. We have a word for it. It's called decorum, and it's important. It's how legislators conduct themselves on the floor of the chambers and in hearings. Being selected to serve in the legislature is a big deal. It's an honor, and it needs to be treated as such. A fellow legislator once told me, when you walk through those big doors onto the floor of the House chamber and no longer get goosebumps, it's time to hang it up and head home. When I first got elected, term limits had just been implemented, so there were still members of the old guard, legislators who had served for decades. They understood the process, which was helpful, but more importantly, they knew the traditions and held to a high standard of decorum. There was a dress code, strictly enforced. Suits for the men, business attire for the women. A close friend of mine, a newly minted freshman who ranched in north central Montana, showed up the first day in his Sunday best. Brand new jeans, a nice shirt, a sporty vest, a cowboy hat, and new boots. The Speaker of the House promptly removed him from the floor and sent him to go buy a suit. My friend and I still laugh about that, but they took decorum seriously. The Senate was even worse. They also required suits, but unlike the House, you could never take your suit jacket off, even on hot days. I once made the mistake of walking onto the Senate floor without my jacket, and the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms chased me off post-haste. We all grumbled, but in the end, we knew it was important, especially when the sessions began to be televised. We wanted to be taken seriously, and the public would only take us as seriously as we took ourselves. Sadly, in the years following term limits, the old guard faded away, and decorum began to suffer. Legislators treated each other rudely during debates. The House chamber looked like a high school classroom, and I even saw a legislator sitting in her seat wrapped in an American flag blanket because she was cold. The low point came one day when a female legislator showed up in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. It was time to do something. Lobbyists were embarrassed, former legislators were embarrassed, and even the members of the House were embarrassed. Something had to be done, and something was done. Sitting in the gallery last week, I was pleasantly surprised. Decorum had been reestablished. Legislators are well-dressed, the debate is civil, and legislators no longer address each other by their proper names. When folks visit the Capitol or watch on TV, they'll see a body that looks and acts professional, and that's important. These are the people who spend our taxes and make the laws we have to live under, and it feels good to take them as seriously as they take themselves. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofty reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.